I was at Rickards from my 9th and 10th grade year, and then in my 11th grade year, I transferred to Sale. But in the midst of that time, I went back to my hometown in Omaha, Nebraska, and I got back on track. When I came back down, I fell back off.
Talasia Kelly graduated this summer from the Leon County School District, a Florida diploma in hand. But it wasn't an easy journey.
Because I wanted to be like my friends and skip school and not do all my work and just say, oh, I can get it done the next way and keep pushing it and back and back and back.
Kelly went to the district's Success Academy, a school that blends online learning with in-person instruction to help students catch up when they've fallen behind. Talasia worked with her teachers, who met with her daily and set goals. And there are lots of students just like her.
So we had a student that was from Rickards, and we worked with him. And he was one of the students that didn't finish by that May graduation date, but he finished over the summer.
Jessica Lowe is principal of the Leon County Virtual School. She says the online options are lifesavers for kids who otherwise wouldn't graduate.
And when he came to pick up his diploma, I said to him, are you guys excited? Is your family pumped? Or what are you guys going to do? And he said, we're going out to dinner at Arby's.
The district also uses online programs from Pasco County and the longstanding Florida Virtual School. There's also a program called Edmentum. The district has spent nearly $3 million on such programs within the past 5 years. That's less than 1% of the budget for the upcoming school year. Florida law requires students to take an online course in order to graduate, and Leon County has several providers. Superintendent Jackie Pons thinks it's a good thing.
Because everybody doesn't learn the same way, and some people feel like it's not the same as being in a classroom all year, but if you look at what's going on at the university level, you know, with students today, a lot of students are taking virtual classes now, and I think it's a way of the future, just like with our own Leon County's virtual school.
It's just not the same education because they get an English credit in 3 or 4 weeks instead of a year. It's diploma mill is what it is.
That's Superintendent Candidate Woody Hildebrandt. He's specifically referring to a program called EdOptions. Like the others, it lets kids make up classes they've failed. But it also offers a separate program where kids who could not pass Florida's mandatory graduation tests can still earn a diploma. Students withdraw from the district and enroll in what amounts to an online private school. It's called Ed Options Academy, and it's under the Edmentum umbrella. Students are no longer counted in a district's graduation rate, and the district does not pay for them. On its website, the company takes credit for a 25% bump in the Rickards High School graduation rate. But Leon Virtual's Jessica Lowe says the district is not, nor has it ever, used the private academy option offered by the program.
I think, first and foremost, we have to take into account that the marketing literature is going to be favorable for that specific company. I think you need to address that first, is it is marketing literature. The second thing is we did several different interventions that are attributed to that number that you're referencing, okay?
The district does not track kids once they've withdrawn from school. So there's no way of telling whether the district's 87% graduation rate is inflated. Lowe says students in Leon County schools who use the online courses are earning Leon School District diplomas. And she argues, just look at the numbers. Lowe claims if schools were cheating, the number of kids graduating would be lower, but the rate would still be high. And that's not the case. 16 other counties have also used Ed Options. But the question remains, are students learning in these programs? A 2012 study from the Center for Public Education revealed uncertainty about online remediation and course recovery. In April, the American Institutes for Research cast further doubt on whether students really learn in the programs. But the state of Florida is relying heavily on online education. And so are Leon County schools. Leon's Scotty Crow believes it's working for students who 5, even 10 years ago would have been dropouts.
When I was in high school, you were a dropout, or you didn't graduate. I mean, it was just, and that was, I hate to say it was the culture, that was the norm. I mean, that was the paradigm. And today, that's just not the paradigm because we can do other. There are things that we can do.
Without a high school diploma, students cannot go to college. Their financial aid options are limited at some community colleges, and it's a requirement for military service and many low-wage jobs. And Leon County school officials believe these online programs are the lifeline. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.